Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from beautiful downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of April 17th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And happy Easter! And happy full moon! Yesterday, Saturday the 16th, we had a lovely full moon in Libra, and we are still in full moon energy and the energy of the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction that happened last week. This full moon amplifies Libra's energy. Now, Libra is the sign of the scales of balance, and it governs the tools we use to help us get into balance and create calmness within. You know, it's not always easy living in our modern world, and it's ultimately up to us to maintain our balance. Libra teaches us that it's okay to not always feel centered, but when we feel unbalanced, it's important to recognize it and do whatever it takes to create calmness within. Libra teaches us that while our life's mission is of great importance, our inner peace is our highest priority. Nothing is as important as maintaining inner harmony. When we are energetically settled, we see clearly and we know the next steps to take. Libra helps us cultivate inner peace and use it as our greatest tool. So making inner peace your highest priority dramatically shifts your life. You are acknowledging that the quality of your life depends on your energy. If you feel peaceful and balanced, life is so much easier and sweeter. Making inner peace your highest priority also requires that you pay attention to how you're feeling. And paying attention requires that you be present. You can't pay attention to how you're feeling if you're zoning out in any of the ways that we do that through our numerous addictions of food, Netflix, alcohol, complaining, too much doing. All those things distract us from being present. And putting peace of mind first allows us to notice when we're feeling all these good things, when we're feeling calm, balanced, and in the flow. And when we appreciate feeling peaceful, it actually brings more peace because we know that what we pay attention to and what we appreciate attracts more of it. So if you're paying attention to how you feel, then you also know when you're not feeling quite so peaceful. And when you notice that, immediately stop and do what you need to do to get yourself back to balance. And because you're paying attention, you'll catch it quicker and you won't allow yourself to get too far out of balance. It's so much easier to make little adjustments to bring us back instead of getting so far out of center that you need a 3-month sabbatical. I have a list of things that I do that bring me back to peace. When I notice I'm not in balance, I immediately stop. And I do the things on the list that help me align. Things like going outside and taking 10 deep breaths, meditating, going for a walk, playing some relaxing music, doing some yoga, petting my dog. Now I know that the quality of my life depends on peace of mind. If I have that, everything else works. Scarcity thinking, especially about money, is one of the big things that pull us out of inner peace. We're thinking about how much we don't have or what we won't have in the future. If we just stop scarcity thinking around money, our entire financial picture changes. That change alone will make the biggest impact on your financial picture. So this full moon in Libra energy is offering us a wonderful opportunity to get in balance and create calmness and inner peace, which is perfect because this week we move out of Aries season and into Taurus season. So if Aries season was all about going, Taurus season will be all about taking it easy. Taurus season is a more of a grounding, mellow, down-to-earth time. It's the time to indulge in extra self-care and pampering, you know, spending time in nature and beautifying our lives. So after that active Aries season we've had, Taurus season is all about slowing down and focusing on simple pleasures. Let yourself sleep in. Have a picnic, watch your favorite movies, and listen to beautiful music. There's a more relaxed vibe to the world around us. So take things at your own pace and stop and smell the roses. Taurus loves to just sit back and relax and enjoy the sun. So give yourself the space to chill for the next month. And having that extra me time will be important because Taurus season is also accompanied by eclipse season. Eclipses are the universe's tool to bring change to our lives. So the first eclipse of the season happens at the end of the month on April 30th with a new moon solar eclipse in Taurus, which brings all kinds of beautiful gifts our way. This eclipse is super duper positive and we'll talk more about it next week. So I had my first Montana spiritual retreat guest last week and it was wonderful. We soaked in hot springs, we had massages and astrology readings. We took a trip to Yellowstone where we saw so many bison. And there were a couple of logistical things that needed to be adjusted. The biggest one is that I wanted more of it. So I added another day. Now the retreat is 3 nights, which allows more time to just be and enjoy life and beautiful Montana. Also, I prepared my energy for a full week ahead of time so I could be present and high vibing the entire time. And that worked. But what I didn't do is replenish my energy during the stay. I was fine while she was here, but as soon as she left, I noticed how drained I was because I didn't follow my usual energy balancing and recharging routine. And I know how important it is to do this, but you know, I thought, I do this for a living. I've had a whole week to prepare my energy. I will be fine and I can go a couple days without recharging. Yeah, Such a great reminder that you must take care of yourself and your energy first before you can be there for others. We all know that. So let my experience be a lesson and a reminder to you to take care of yourself and your energy first before you can be there for others. So if we recap everything that's going on, we start to see a beautiful pattern. We have the super positive energy of the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction and that full moon in Libra, which helps us focus on inner peace. Then we have Taurus season, which is about taking it easy and enjoying life. This all is leading up to a spectacular solar eclipse at the end of the month that is bringing wonderful change to our lives. So if there were ever a time to shift to inner peace being your highest priority, this is it. This is it. So just a reminder that I'm still offering a free 30-minute session for you as a thank you when you refer a friend. All they need to do is mention your name when they schedule, and there's just a box they put it in. It's super easy. And I want to thank you for all the referrals. I appreciate it so much, and this is the way I am choosing to grow my business. I love it. As always, thank you for listening and passing the podcast on to a friend you think may find value in it. Have a wonderful week. Take it easy. Enjoy being alive. And I will talk to you again next week.